not necessarily express the views of WJJG ownership, its staff, or sponsors.
Caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and Aging Info Radio airs every Thursday at 1 o'clock on WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. You can join Aging Info Radio on Facebook, or as they say on Facebook, like us, for weekly updates and information. If you've missed a show, you can go to our website at aginginforadio.com. We have archived shows, our sponsors, a guest directory, future guests, and more. My show today is about care receivers and home health security systems. There's a whole lot of talk out there about caregiving, and today we are going to look at it as if we were walking in the care receiver's shoes. What is it like when your body or mind is not working the way it should or used to? What about personal dignity and all that goes along with losing your independence? Today we are going to find out from my expert guest her views and expertise on care receiving. My first expert guest today is Cheryl Kuba, and Cheryl is a prolific author who has written 3 books on caregiving, including Navigating the Journey of Aging Parents, What Care Receivers Want. And she has won several literary awards for her focus on the elder perspective. Her articles have been published in numerous national publications, and an excerpt from one of her books were included in a national membership booklet for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. She is a frequent speaker at national industry and professional events and is the past president of the National Speakers Association Illinois chapter. In 2005, Cheryl was honored as the Humanitarian of the Year with the National Speaker Association of Illinois. Cheryl is the manager of professional services for Live Home, and she brings more than 20 years of industry experience and passion for improving the quality of life for older adults. Cheryl holds a master's degree in gerontology and a multidisciplinary certificate in case and care management. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Cheryl.
Thanks, Sue, so much. It's really a thrill to be here.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come to Aging Info Radio. And would you like to say hello to anybody out there?
Sure. There are so many people that support me and make sure that everything goes well. Of course, my dear husband, Bob, and the entire team at Live Home. Everybody is out there to make the quality of life for seniors so much better.
You got that right, Cheryl. We are in a large but very well-connected industry, right?
We very much are.
Well, your book is available on Amazon, from what you said. And once again, that is Navigating the Journey of Aging Parents, What Care Receivers Want. And in looking at Cheryl's book that I received quite a few years ago, in fact, Cheryl, do you believe it's been 5 years?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the date and thought, oh, my God, 5 years went so fast.
We go way back.
Yes, we do.
Well, we're not that old.
No, we're what's called J-Lo. It's just a little older.
Oh, I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as I said at the beginning of my show, we hear so much about caregivers and care receiving that I'd like to discuss care receivers and care receiving, and you know, what is your view on all this? What do you think they want?
Most importantly, care receivers want to be heard. They want to have their own input. They want to be able to say, I may not get my way, but at least I have my say.
Oh, I like that. Well, what do you recommend for starting the conversations with a senior starting their conversations with an adult child? You know, how do they do this and do they do it?
Actually, it's quite a gray area. It's quite an area of mystery because often the adult child and the parent don't have this conversation until there's a crisis. They need to have the conversation long, long before the crisis. Maybe when they hear about an event in the news where somebody's been driving and they had a mishap, the adult child can have that conversation and say, you know, that poor family, they're going through a lot of anguish right now. It's too bad that they didn't speak with their dad long before this had to happen.
Kind of a door opener.
Right, right.
Well, how does a care receiver set it up so that there's not sibling rivalry among their children?
That's very interesting. We like to call that families in conflict.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question because usually within sibling groups, there's always a leader, and there's always somebody who can communicate with dad or mom, and they're not always the leader. They're not always one and the same. So I think it's important that as the care receiver gets to the point in their lives where they really need more attention and need help with things, to identify which adult child that they would like to be the spokesperson. And then for the adult children, they should identify who's the one that really gets through to mom and dad, especially for decisions, and who has their trust. And it's not always the one that lives closest.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the caregiving, there's a lot of conflict that can happen between a caregiver and a care receiver. What do you recommend as far as eliminating those conflicts or how to set the situation up so that they don't occur or maybe set it up from the start like that?
The key words there are from the start.
Yeah.
We need to have open communication from the start. And when it's a family caregiver, they need to have trust. Trust in the receiver needs to have the trust. Trust in what's going to happen and what the duties are. And then both caregiver, family caregiver, and the care receiver need to set some boundaries.
I've also heard that a lot of the adult children start to lose their identity as a child when they become caregivers.
This is a huge, huge concern because it's a role reversal. All of a sudden, you've been the child for 25 to 50 years in your parents' eyes, and all of a sudden you're telling your parent what to do. So there really need to be some boundaries. There really need to be open communication that you are partners working toward the best quality of life that you can.
That's probably why it's actually better for families to hire in a professional to do the care so the son or daughter can continue the role as son or daughter.
You know, that's really true. In the book, the foreword was written by Dr. Peggy Condon, who is a PhD from Northeastern Illinois University. And I had her write the foreword because she received personal care for 40 years. She was a quadriplegic, and she passed away a couple of years ago. And her advice was never, ever have a family member be your caregiver because it changes the dynamic so much of the role. And there are such dignity issues.
That was my next question. You know, what when people's body or mind starts to fail, how does an aging one live with the highest level of dignity?
Well, it's difficult because they're going to hang on to every piece of independence that they can, and they're going to become very defensive because they don't want anybody invading their privacy, their space, and they want to hang on to those qualities that they're still able to do. And then there's the piece with dignity. Often we will comply when it comes to personal care more with a stranger asking to help us with a bath than we will for somebody who we know very well. There's the dignity issue.
Mm-hmm. So keep the relationships as son or daughter and hire an outside service to help your caregiver or caseworker.
And the reason that that's important is once the relationship between caregiver and family care receiver starts to become dented, if you will, you never go back to what you had. So, you know, our advice is let the daughter continue to be the daughter, let the mom continue to be the mom, and bring in somebody who is not only an objective observer and an objective participant, but also somebody who's been trained in some of the skills, transferring and bathing and dressing, especially dressing and bathing somebody that may not be able to cooperate on their own.
Do caregivers or care receivers see this? I mean, are a lot of them becoming more and more aware that, you know what, I don't want my family caring for me. I prefer to have a professional.
You know, they are, because if you think about the folks that are receiving care, the generation, the World War II generation, it's a fiercely independent generation. They have been able to, you know, sustain themselves for very, very long, and all of a sudden to become completely dependent on somebody else is really tough. So by hiring an outside caregiver, they're able to actually bring in a layer of independence, and that's what's important.
Absolutely. Now, in referring to your book, once again, Navigating the Journey of Aging Parents, you talk about Alzheimer's being among the cruelest diseases known to humanity. What are some of the early warning signs?
Well, loss of memory is probably the one that is, I hate to say most popular, but it's the one that people know the most. But even small changes in mood, changes in personality, loss of initiative, when you have somebody who liked to be very active and very social, and all of a sudden they don't want to go out anymore. They really don't want to see relatives. They don't want to see friends. Or problems with speech, problems with finding the right words. My own mother had Alzheimer's disease for 8 years, and as the disease started to creep into her personality, she would substitute words that didn't have any meaning. She would say, the snow is very busy outside, as opposed to saying, you know, it's snowing hard. Or the dad went to the store, as opposed to saying, your dad went to the store, or Stuart went to the store. So changes in speech, changes in really trying to find the right word. The other piece is it's probably Alzheimer's or dementia if they don't know what an object is for. We all lose our keys. That's universal. But if somebody picks up their keys and they don't really know what to do with them, or they don't know really know where a shoe is supposed to go, then they're probably starting Alzheimer's or dementia.
Well, I want you to hold that thought. This is Aging Info Radio, and I am speaking to Cheryl Kuba, who is the manager of professional services with Live Home. And when we come back from commercial break, I want Cheryl to tell us about only four kinds of people in the world. Once again, this is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA Pension with Aid in Attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call Wealth Care Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. Wealth Care Consultants is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years, yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk have they known about a unique strategy that WealthCare Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in three ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now, 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisby, President of WealthCare Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings three ways.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And if you're living alone, my question is, are you eating healthy and getting the nutrition that you need? You can order a week's supply of Seattle Sutton's healthy eating meals. Yes, that is 21 fresh, delivered, never frozen meals. You can visit SeattleSutton.com or call 800-442-3438, where you get a live consultant to assist you with all your questions. Once again, that number is 800-442-DIET or 800-442-3438. That's right. Think healthy, think smart, think Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating. Before we went to break, I talked about talking with Cheryl Kuba, my expert guest here, about the only four kinds of people in the world. Tell us about them, Cheryl.
We're referring to caregivers, and we're referring to roles that everybody is going to fall into at one point in their lives. You know, Sue, there are 22.4 million people in the United States who are receiving care. And that's really an amazing number. That's one in four households. So as you look down your block that you live on, every fourth house has some kind of caregiving situation going on. So the four groups are really those who are currently caregivers, those who have been caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who need caregivers. And actually, this grouping was formed by our former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter. She was a family caregiver for her own mother who had a mental illness. And she knows firsthand what it's like to be a family caregiver.
Oh, I bet she does. Now, with your books, what prompted you to write? You said that you've written a few books. What prompted you to write your books?
It's very interesting. I've worked in the long-term care arena for about 25 years, and yet it was when my own parents started down that road of decline, and really the last eight years of their lives, they went through a number of transitions. And I will tell you that in my professional life, working with other people's parents as they decline was like climbing an anthill, and with my own parents, it was like climbing an iceberg. I was in the midst of getting my master's degree in gerontology when my parents were ill, and my thesis had to do with how much information is out there for caregivers, and I found that there's a ton of information out there, except it's all written by you and by me. It's written by adult children. It's written by adult daughters who think we know what our parents want. So I decided that there was a need for a book out there for what the care receivers really want. What does a mother think about moving in with her daughter? What does a man who owned a driving school in his heyday think about now his children taking away the keys? What if you have to move into a nursing home? Do you want paid caregivers in your home? Is it a violation of your privacy? What if you don't think you need any help? That was the motivation for navigating the journey of aging parents, what care receivers want. And I also have a second book called 21 Life Skills for the Desperate Family Caregiver. And this highlights life skills that you and I do every day. Kindness, organization, patience. And we take those 21 life skills and apply it to what you need to know as a family caregiver.
Interesting. Now, both books are available on Amazon?
Actually, Navigating the Journey of Aging Parents is available at Amazon.com. And 21 Life Skills for the Desperate Family Caregiver is available actually through me, and if people will send me an email, I'll make sure they get the information for ordering the book.
And your email address?
My email address is ckuba@livehome.com.
All right. Now, I'd like to talk about care receiving and hiring help. And why do you feel someone should not have a friend, or we talked a little bit about the children, of course, but a relative or a person down the block, say somebody that they know that takes care of the elderly, be their caregiver? What is the reason they should not do this?
There are many, Sue, and I'll start with the risk factor. Somebody who hasn't been through proper training doesn't know how to transfer somebody from a bed to a chair. There are all kinds of liability issues. And then there are also issues about dependency as far as, is that person going to show up every single day? Do you need somebody with your parents 24 hours a day? Do they know that with somebody's skin it can become very frail, and to even hold somebody a little too tightly by the arm will make them bruise? The other thing is, if there is a fall or any kind of incident, beyond calling 911, do they know what to do?
Mm-hmm. I've also wondered, too, if somebody is in a home caring for an aging loved one, they're not licensed, they're not insured, they're not bonded, and that person happens to pass, what happens at that point? I mean, I would think that the authorities would like to know who this person was and what their role was, or why were they in that home.
Yeah. The liability issues are tremendous, and also the trust. You know, do we know the background of this person? Did they possibly have a little residency in Cook County Jail at any time? Are they trustworthy? Are they dependable? Were they out partying till 2 o'clock in the morning last night, and now they're caring for your mom?
Yeah, you want to know who they are. So it's actually by hiring a company that is insured, licensed, bonded, mm-hmm. and they're certified nurses, assistants, they actually know who's coming to your house, and you kind of have an accountability on one side of the fence there, right?
You have the accountability. Now, at Live Home, all of our caregivers, the CNAs as well as the companions, are our own employees. So that we pay them the benefits, we insure them, we make sure that they are skilled in their training as far as transferring, as far as meal preparation, as far as what to do in an emergency.
Now, why do you think others think it's beneficial to hire a relative to provide care, or is there a benefit?
Well, I'll tell you, cost comes into it. There are so many people, in fact, you know, with some shirt-tail relatives, I heard this recently where they said, oh, you know, I'll get my sister's husband's daughter to come on in and take care of him. And the tough thing is, do you really want your sister's husband's daughter giving your dad a bath? Can you trust that if your dad gets a little bit unsure on his feet or maybe feels faint, that a little gal who might weigh 100 pounds is able to handle your dad? And then the other thing is the dependability. If their car breaks down, you know, if you go with a company like Live Home or another agency, if the caregiver can't make it, then there is backup. It can be dependable. You have somebody if the caregiver has a flat tire or if they're sick. The other thing that you have to worry about with private people is, gee, what if they decide they're going to bring their kids along for the day, or they're going to have some of their friends come over?
Now, if you hire an agency, do those aides bring their own food?
I will speak for Live Home. If somebody is a live-in caregiver, then they will eat the food that the family is having, and more than likely they're probably preparing the food. So if they're making spaghetti for the person they're caring for, they're going to make enough spaghetti for themselves. If it's an hourly person, those are shifts. And on those shifts, then, the caregiver will eat after their shift is over.
Now, if someone does select a friend, a family, a relative, or the person down the block and they don't like them, it's probably a lot more difficult to say, you know, I really just don't want you here anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you're with an agency, you can actually call the agency and request another caregiver. Yeah. Which gives them a lot of freedom.
And the nice thing is we have what we call care managers, and the care manager can oversee the entire case. So they can make sure that it's the right fit with the caregiver and the care receiver. The care manager can also do things above and beyond the caregiver. They can actually go, and this is with live home caregivers, they're all social workers or registered nurses. So they can go with a parent to the doctor's office, sit through the doctor's visit, and then interpret everything that the doctor says. They're almost like a surrogate daughter.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody comes in to care for an individual, can they drive that client's car, or do they allow that?
They do allow that. They can either drive the client's car, or they can drive their own car and transport the client in their car. And, of course, our company, Live Home, makes sure that all the insurance is intact, all the licenses are up to date, et cetera, et cetera. We just don't let anybody take a client in a car. We have to make sure that everybody's insurance and licenses are up to date.
Well, with so many home care companies in business today, what is one distinction that sets one apart from another? One of the biggest distinctions?
I think the biggest distinction is having care managers do all the oversight for caregivers. Many staffing agencies will just send a caregiver in the home, but with a professional expert at the helm doing oversight for the caregiver, a nurse or a social worker, that's what families really need to look for.
And what would you like to say to all the care receivers out there as far as some expert advice or leave them with today if they are thinking that, you know, down the road or now they're looking at into caregiving? What would you like to leave them with?
I would like to let them know that they are heard and that there should be really clear communication with not only their family members but also anybody that they would hire into their homes. Let them know what you want, and then also make sure that you tell them what's important to you. If it's important to have a piece of chocolate on your lunch plate every day, let's have that chocolate. We shouldn't be giving up our independence at all. We should actually be adding quality of life to our independence.
Well, to all the care receivers out there and the caregivers out there, as I'm calling them J-Lo's, just a little older, I hope that you have enjoyed my guest, Cheryl Kuba. Once again, she's the author of Navigating the Journey of Aging Parents, What Care Receivers Want, and that book can be found at Amazon.com. She is also the manager of professional services with Live Home. And you can contact Live Home at livehome.com or email Cheryl directly at ccuba@livehome. And this is Aging Info Radio. Cheryl, I want to thank you for being on.
Thank you so much. This is great.
And before we go to commercial break, Wealth Care Consultants is a specialist in the design of risk-free, tax-efficient retirement plans for its clients. For over 20 years, Wealth Care has protected its clients from the devastating losses of the stock market with its silver bullet strategy that protects your money from market risk as well as higher taxes. For a no-obligation consultation, call 630-368-1409. Once again, that number is 630-368-1409. And this is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back after a commercial break. I have another expert guest.
Built on a foundation of customer service, Total Parking Solutions, local company with over 35 years industry experience, highly trained and certified service staff. Total Parking Solutions, a proud provider of Calais multi-space parking technology to over 50 communities, transit authorities, and public institutions in the Chicagoland area. Visit us at www.totalparking.net. Proven parking technology to drive you into the future.
Hi, I'm Brett Michaels for the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes is a constant battle. Testing, treating, fighting to live a normal life. I know. I've had diabetes since I was 6 years old. A lot of people don't think it's deadly, but diabetes kills more Americans each year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. It's been called a silent epidemic, and without your help, it will keep getting worse. Please join me in the movement to stop diabetes. Share your passion and your story. Get involved in local events like the Tour to Cure or the Step Out Walk. Learn how you can better manage this disease or reduce your odds of developing it. And give what you can to help us spread the word and fund programs like the Diabetes Camps for Kids and research to find a cure. Join the movement at StopDiabetes.com. Help us fight a deadly disease that shortens and burdens the lives of millions of Americans. Together, we can stop diabetes.
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The numbers for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and Mortgage Enterprises Incorporated is located in Oak Brook, Illinois, and will assist you with your reverse mortgage. Today more than ever in our economy, a reverse mortgage can provide monthly funds needed to supplement your current living expenses and retirement plans. If you have equity in your home and are on a fixed income and want to find out more, call Mortgage Enterprises at 630-571-5600. Learn about the new low-cost reverse mortgage programs. You can also click on their ad at www.aginginforadio.com or once again call Mortgage Enterprises at 630-571-5600 and ask for Dave. My second expert guest today is Robert Rivera, who is a home health security advisor with ADT Home Health Security Services. And if you are a senior citizen, or as I said earlier, a JLO, and you are living alone, I do hope you are listening. I met Robert Rivera just a short time ago, and in my conversation with him, I realized very quickly that not only is Robert with ADT and provides home health security systems, Robert takes care of people. And in today's world, the businesses that are out there that are really concerned about the customer or client are the ones that will probably be around at the end of probably the end of the next 5 years, wouldn't you say? Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, Robert.
Thank you.
And I am so glad that you took time out of your day to be here and to teach us all about the ADT Home Health Security Services. And would you like to say hello to anyone out there?
Yes, I say hello to my beautiful wife, Sue. Her name is Sue also. And my son, Robert, who's listening, and all the crew from ADT who have helped me over these years.
Well, let's talk about the ADT Home Health Security Services, what that encompasses and what that's all about.
It's a quality personal emergency response system.
Okay, so when, you know, is it a pendant? Is it a bracelet? Is it...
Well, we have
a standalone.
We have it's a standalone system, but you can come with a pendant or with a wristband or a stationary pendant somewhere in let's say in the restroom.
Okay, and before we actually get right into the product and the service that you offer, the extraordinary service that I get that you offer, because once again, this is Robert Rivera and he takes very good care of his clients. Do you have any stories that you would like to share?
Oh,
I'm sure you have quite a few. But
quite a few.
Anything that sticks out?
Well, I went to an individual call me from North Forest suburbs, and she told me I'd like to have this unit. I went there, and I installed it, and everything went well. And this is a person who's 71 years old and still skis. And at the end, I always like to do, I do a walkthrough to see if your house is safe. I could give you some tips. And she says, no, that's not necessary, but before I left, I said, what is the real reason why you call me and why are you doing this? And then she put her head down, and I can see the emotions in her. And I just stop. I wait till she finishes getting her emotions back. And she told me her friend that she used to ski with, who's healthier, eats better than she does, had a stroke in the garage. And her children found her a day later in the garage. And she went through many surgeries, but she was never able to return home. And she told me, I live alone, and I feel I need this. I don't want to go through what my friend went through. And then she gave me a hug, and I hugged her back. It was a good person to meet, and it was really emotional for me and her.
And she's one of your clients.
Yes, she is.
Well, why would you say it's important for seniors? I mean, in this situation, it's obvious why she wanted one. But for individuals who live alone to have such a service as the ADT Companion Service.
Well, there's some statistics out there that are amazing. There's close to 70 million people with heart problems. There's 10 million diabetics. There's another 9.5 million with chronic other illnesses, plus the 35 or more million seniors. And from personal experience, I know that when you need help, if you can get help within the first golden hour, for example, I had a heart attack 5 years ago. Within less than 30 minutes from the heart attack, I was at the hospital, in surgery. So getting help within that first golden hour makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, they say this day and age, if you can make it to the hospital, you have a really good chance of making it.
That's true.
Why use ADT over other companies? I know that there's a lot of these out, or there's quite a few competitors.
Yes.
Why ADT?
Well, they're all good companies. The difference between us and the other competitors are that we have four calling stations, so there's always backup. You never know when something's going to happen in a certain part of the country, so there's always backup. Two, we will not drop ship the device to the senior. I will personally go there and install it for the senior. I'll also do it on weekends and on evenings, so this way the family can be there.
So, talking about that, walk me through an initial phone call, which leads into an appointment that you actually provide the service that you do. How does this all work?
Well, once a senior calls me, of course, I get their name, phone number, and address, and then I set up an appointment with no obligation whatsoever. I ask the senior certain questions. What's the best day for them? Because many of them, they have doctor's appointments, some are in therapy, and they like to have some. Quite a few, but I would say about 30% want to have their children or a close family member there. So I get the time that's convenient for them.
Okay. And then once you agree, do you just show, is it the same product that you show to the everybody? It's the same system?
It's the same system. It's very, you know, it's unique and different. We make it very simple. Just one button gets you help.
There you go. Now, what if somebody lives in a really remote area?
That we can also put it in remote areas. I have about a month ago, I went out to farm country in Southern Illinois. Yes, no, more Western Illinois, and I put one there in the middle of nowhere, and we got the thing to work, and she heard our operators, and she felt tremendously confident, and she felt good being home alone.
So once the operator is contacted at ADT, then it's sent out to family members and emergency?
Well, once the senior hits the button, and our specially trained operators will come on, and if the senior needs help, then we send the emergency help to them, and the very next thing we do is stay with the senior, and then we start calling the family members right after that. Within less than a minute, we'd be calling the family members.
And is that on a three-way call, so they're still on the line while
yes.
you're on with the
yes.
family
they're
members?
Still, they're still on the line. We will not leave the senior if they need help, the operator will not. But then she has operators next to her who can start calling the family immediately. And we will keep calling the family until we get someone live.
So now when someone signs up for your service, do they give numerous family contact? Or
yes.
So they're not limited to the number
no.
of contacts?
We usually look like at least three individuals with their cell, work, and home numbers. And it also could be people from out of state. So sometimes the person who really cares for their mom lives in Nebraska and mom's in L.A. So we can supply messages to the family, wherever they live in the country.
So are those text messages and emails too?
We can email if the client wishes, but we keep calling those numbers, like I said before, until we get someone live.
Okay, and then it's communicated. And then when does ADT step out of the picture?
Once we let the family know, then we step out of the picture.
I see. Now, with ADT, do your prices for these go up? I mean, is it?
Well, our prices stay the same. Once you come aboard with us, our price, that will you be paying for as long as you're a client.
And do they creep up as time, like with everything?
Well, since I've been with ADT, I've been there for several years now. We have not increased it because of the economy at all.
Now, when someone installs a unit in their house, it's wireless to the pendant, obviously, right?
Yes.
Where's the best place to install the unit?
Good question. When I sit down there with the client, we discuss their daily habits. And then once they tell me their daily habits, then I let the client pick out what's the best room to put it in. And I always suggest the middle of the house or the room that they spend at least 65% or more of their time in.
Now, with the pendants, they sleep with these on.
Yes, they sleep with them
and
on.
And are there bracelets, too?
Yes, there's bracelets, and there's stationary pendants for people who get stuck in certain situations.
I see. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break. This is Aging Info Radio, and I'm with Robert Rivera, who is with ADT Home Health Services. And Robert's phone number is 224-627-2111. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to find out more about ADT Home Security Services.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Have you lost money in the stock market? You didn't have to lose a dime if you knew what Tim Frisbee of Wealthcare Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet Strategy. With the Silver Bullet Strategy, you could have doubled your money these past 10 years without risk and never pay taxes on your profits. To learn more, call today 800-213-8469. That number again, 800-213-8469. You and your money will be glad you did.
Are you facing nursing home costs that Medicare no longer covers? Are you worried you cannot continue to pay $5,000 to $8,000 a month? Our free 21-page report, Medicaid Secrets Revealed, exposes the truth about qualifying for nursing home benefits without spending down your life savings. Call 800-213-8469 for your free report. That's 800-213-8469. Or visit MedicaidStrategy.com. That's MedicaidStrategy.com.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And do you need help at home, or are you responsible for making decisions for loved ones' care? Suburban Home Care is a premier provider of long-term in-home care for seniors, disabled adults, and our country's veterans. With Suburban Home Care's licensed certified caregivers, you or a loved one will enjoy one-on-one, high-quality assistance and can remain home with family and friends while the family has the peace of mind that their loved ones are receiving the care they need. For more information or to set up a free, no-obligation consultation, call 630-964-9000 or visit their website at suburbanhomecare.com. Yes, Suburban Home Care cares. Once again, their number is 630-964-9000. And you can also get an ADT Home Health Security Service from Robert Rivera, my guest here. And when we went to break, I was asking Robert about another story with what he runs into. I'm sure he hears many. So would you like to tell us another story?
Okay. I had a client in the southwestern suburbs in which the family decided to get this for mom who had a stroke. And the daughter and the son and the husband was there. And we went through the system. They felt very at ease. And then we were at the end, just about at the end, but I noticed something with the client. I noticed she was, you kind of sensed that something was wrong, the feeling I just had. And they said, okay, we'll sign the papers. I said, no, I want your mom to sign the papers. And her head came shooting up, and she looked at me, and she smiled. And she took the pen, and she put it between her middle fingers, because her thumb was, she couldn't move her thumb. But with the middle fingers, she actually signed the agreement, and at the end, her eyes just lit up, you know what I mean? And then she couldn't speak to me, but with her lips, she was saying, thank you. You know what I mean? So that kind of, every day I run across this, you know what I mean? And there's some days in which it's emotional sometimes, but when that senior hugs you, or that person with chronic illness hugs you, cause I have clients in their 40s with cancer and diabetes, and when they give you a hug and you see their eyes light up and the smiles, it's just, it's a good job.
Oh, that's great. Well, there's got to be a feeling of security, especially if you're living alone,
sure,
to have a system like this. Now, the system, does it work if you're traveling out of state?
Yes, I have quite a few snowbirds in which during the winter they'll pack the system up, and I show them how to do it correctly. And they go to their Florida or Phoenix locations. They plug it in. They notify the company that they're at their summer home. And the company makes a test when they do the call. We check to make sure everything's okay. And this way, if they hit the button, we can dispatch the emergency. Instead of going to Lake Forest or Palatine, the proper authorities go to Arizona, or it goes to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
To the right warm state, right?
Right, you got
yeah.
it.
What if somebody is hard of hearing? How can they hear the system?
Our system can, we always give our, when we I install the unit and I talk to our operators, I always give them special instructions. A senior is hard of hearing. Please come on slowly and loudly as you possibly can, you know. Or if the senior is diabetic or have a heart problem, this way our operators will come on. When the senior hits the button, they have a history. Many seniors have pets, and they want to know, they're more worried about their pet when they go to the hospital, and we will tell them she has a dog and a cat, so this way the fire department knows that they have a dog and a cat and make sure they put them to the side.
And you get all this information ahead of time?
I get the information when I sit down with the client.
Oh, that's great. Now, when someone signs up with you, how long is the agreement?
The agreement is for 1 year. But with the agreement, we have a change of life policy. If anything changes dramatically with the individual within the first year, the agreement is void.
Now, do people take these with them if they move from their home into an assisted living facility?
I had a client which bought it for his mom, and she went to the system facility, and they had the pool chains in the washroom and, of course, the pool chain in the bedroom. But the mom had a problem, and she couldn't get to the pull chain, so we transferred the unit to the assisted living room, and she has used it twice in the last year.
And are most assisted living care communities okay with them doing that?
Some of them don't really care for it, but if the client's family wants it, we will put it in.
Well, I just think you should go to that assisted living care community, Robert, and tell them that you'll just provide the service to all of their residents.
Well, I wish I could do that. Sometimes I've talked to them, but it all depends on their management.
Does these pendants come with a warranty?
Yes. Our equipment is warranty as long as you're a client. Let me give you an example. I have a client in Del Webb in which lightning struck her home. I went there to replace the unit, put it in. She says, Mr. Rivera, what do I owe you? I said, nothing. It's guaranteed for warranty for life. Put the system in, smiles, and she's very happy.
Now, can someone use this ADT unit in the shower or bath, or they use that hit the button?
Great question. Yes, it's totally waterproof, and that's one of the first things that I do. I put the pendant in the water. As soon as I get to the resident's home, they see it. And once I take it out of the water, I let them hit the button. And when they see that it works, now seeing is believing, you might say.
Okay. And what happens in the event of a power failure?
Our units are equipped with a backup battery that will last up to 20 hours if they lose power.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Wow. What is the distance that the pendant will work? Like, can they...
They usually work up to 300 feet.
300 feet. So if somebody has a two-story house and it's large, do you recommend putting units in each floor?
Well, it's only one unit per household.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we can do is that we put it in the center of the house. And I always tell the client, you might not be able to hear our operators, but you can hit that button, and if you don't answer by the third time, we will dispatch. And then we can always add an attachment of the unit. We call it a VIM, so they can hear us if it's on the second floor.
Mm-hmm. What happens if you said they're warranted for a lifetime if it no longer works? You come out and bring them up?
I personally come out and replace the units, no questions asked.
And do you service the seniors periodically, just finding out if they're...
Well, with my clients, I usually call them at least 3 to 4 times during the year. And we have our clients test the unit once a month, so this way they get familiarized with it and they know that it's working or it's not working. And if we get a low reading, we definitely come out with a piece of equipment. Like I said, no cost for the equipment and no service charges.
Now, what other types of electronics, or should I say the pendants? You said the bracelet.
We have the wristband,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a stationary bracelet that people can put, like let's say, for example, if a person's constantly falling in the restroom, we can put it on the floor of the restroom so they can just hit it if they're down there.
Now, are they purchasing these units, or are they leasing them?
They are leasing them for the time that they need it.
I see. And what other new technologies as far as the home security? Because I've seen in a lot of the retirement communities, they'll have things where people get out of bed in the morning, if they don't walk past the restroom, if they walk past it, the lights trigger, they know that they're up. And okay, is ADT, where are they progressing in this whole industry?
Well, we are constantly making changes in our units. For example, after what happened in 95, we have sensors in our units so that if it gets too hot or too cold in their residence, a warning will come on and say, check temperature. And this happens with my clients at least. I get at least a dozen calls a year.
Now, so they don't wear the pendant out of the house. Or 300, at least not 300 feet away from the house, or it
mm-hmm.
wouldn't work.
Yeah, true.
So would you recommend them when people come home, they just pretty much automatically put that on?
I recommend for them to wear it 24/7 no matter where they are, because at times we all live such busy lives. I had one person who took it off when they went shopping and came back, then took a shower, forgot about putting it on, and fell and broke her hip in the shower. So I always tell them, wear it 24/7. They can always put it under their blouse, and no one knows they have it on.
And then are they charged a monthly service fee? Is that
yes.
how it works, something like a cell phone?
Yes, they are charged monthly. If they're an AARP member, it's only $32.95 a month.
Okay. And can this payment be sent to another family member?
Oh, yes. There's many, many children or friends or family who want to get this for an aunt, for a birthday present, or Mother's Day, and we can always send the bills to the children.
So what sets you apart from your competitors? And I want you to elaborate on this.
Me.
You.
Me.
And what is it?
Because my mom died of Alzheimer's, so I know when you're taking care of someone that you really love for, you know what I mean, and you want to take care of them. And my first wife died of cancer, so I've been a caregiver to two very important people in my life. My first wife, the good Lord blessed me with a wonderful second wife. And I know that seniors want independence. They want to stay home. I give you an example. I had one senior, she goes, you know, I know I need this and I'm going to get it, but who's going to take care of my flowers? I love to plant. And I said, well, let's go outside. And I told her daughter, you stay inside with the unit She went outside. She hit the button, and it works outside. So this way she can still do her yard work and know she's protected.
Well, there's, like I said before, there's got to be a real secure feeling with having these. Do you find that when you – do you get calls from the adult children or do you get calls from the seniors?
Both.
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 So there's not more – are more seniors or J-Los getting used to or starting to become aware that they really should have one of these?
Oh, yes. So it usually happens when – they usually call me when they – a friend, a neighbor, a loved one – they see what's happened to the person down the street, and they realize, oh, my God, I am alone myself. This could happen to me. You know what I mean? So then I just go to their house when they call me, and we go over it. And most of the time, I give them the peace of mind. That's mm-hmm. the key, giving them the peace of mind and their children the peace of mind.
To know. Now, back to the technologies. I heard about a webcam. And what the? Have you heard of the webcams?
Yes.
And does ADT provide those?
Yes.
Oh, they do. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about them? Or is it preliminary?
It's preliminary on that one just yet. We are experimenting with so many new items that we're going to bring out in the next year or so that is still in the testing stage.
Okay, so we'll keep those secrets for a show next year.
Well, they're out, but they're still working on them. And it's very exciting news.
And
it's going to come out soon.
And it'll just make a home even that much more safer or
yes.
a senior that's independent or
yes.
on their own. So, Robert, what would you say is your tip of the day?
My tip of the day is, before I go to that, tip of the day, I have a person who saw the cameras. So this way, he's in L.A., he can see his mother before he goes to bed at night. So that's our camera unit. But the tip of the day is have night lights in every room. You get up in the middle of the night, you're a little wobbly, those lights will take you to the restroom and get you back.
And there's so many out there that are motion sensored to
yes.
go on when they see movement.
Correct.
Well, I would like to thank you once again for being on Aging Info Radio today. You have taught us a lot about the ADT pendants. Once again, I'm talking to Robert Rivera with ADT Home Health. And he is a security advisor and can be directly contacted at 224-627-2111. And once again, Robert, thank you for your expertise.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. And thank you to my expert guest, Cheryl Kuba, the author of Navigating the Journey of Aging Parents, What Care Receivers Want. And once again, her book is available on Amazon, and you can email Cheryl also for it at ckuba, K-U-B-A, at livehome. And thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, JJG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer, who is such a calm guy. He's just great to be with in the studio. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
peaceful mind.